This is Fairhope Hospice Presents, sponsored by Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care and the Pickering House, serving Fairfield, Hocking, Perry, and Athens counties.
Kristen is here. Hi.
Hello.
Hey, I have a question for you. Are they ever going to reopen your road at the, down at Main Street?
Oh, my land. I don't know. How long has that been like that? And I forget almost every day.
When I visited the last couple of weeks,
right.
I visited the Pickering House and I'm rolling out Main Street. And you even sent me a text reminder saying, come up and around to Sells Road, come up to
right.
up the other way. And I coming down Main Street, I'm like, oh, I can't get there from here.
I know.
Here.
It's just a habit. No, they're working hard. It's been probably 3 weeks, but I don't know yet. We'll see.
So what we're talking about is Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care. Of course, the Pickering House is at 282 Sells Road. And right now, the corner of Sells Road and Main Street is closed because mm-hmm. they're doing a culvert replacement.
Right. Yeah.
And they got the road blocked and down to one lane. And
yeah. It's all right. We just go with the flow.
But you can get up and around. Come up to Wheeling Road and then come
mm-hmm.
down.
Come in the back way.
Super easy, barely an inconvenience. So, how's everything going?
Really well.
You look very tanned and rested. Did you have a nice long like 4th of July weekend
and
everything?
We did. We had a great holiday. Just a nice time with family, the kids.
Mm-hmm. 1 week ago, you were out walking with the parade because we talked to you.
I know. We were so fortunate to have good weather.
Yeah.
I thought for sure we were going to get rained on. But that parade was, it's always great. But the people this year that were there, it was just packed.
I had somebody who rode in the parade in one of our vehicles. And they said, I never realized how many people came out for this. And
uh-huh.
it's like, yes, it's a big parade.
Yeah, so. I heard Dave Uhl and Rachel on there. And they kept talking about just so many businesses and the parade. It was great, but it was so smooth.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just
We were commenting on that part that normally there's a lot of fits and starts, and
mm-hmm.
but this thing was smooth
it
the
was.
Whole way through.
I think we're all getting really good at this.
Well, and this was the biggest parade, biggest 4th of July since pre-COVID.
Really?
So we're back, and actually bigger than better. It took a little while to get everything back to normal, but. Great to see the turnout, great to see the patriotism and the support. I'm sure you got a lot of love along the route.
That's the best part of that parade is you're riding or walking on the trailer and people are just yelling to you, thank you for what you've done. You've taken care of mom or dad. And it's just good to hear those things from the community.
A couple of notables. I saw Rick Schneider walking with the banner.
We hardly could keep moving. He knows everybody. He stopped about every 10 feet to say hello. But he's a staple. He holds. He's probably been holding that for, I don't know.
In a lot of years.
A lot of years.
Since he worked there.
Right.
He was a volunteer, worked there, back to being a volunteer.
Right.
He's retired. But I saw Dawn, and she was out doing her thing walking.
Yeah, we had some kiddos. We had a lot of volunteers.
Yeah.
Paul and Gwen Darfus always running the show, driving their van. So.
Great to see.
Yeah.
Well, we've got some other things coming up, and I know Fairhope will be involved with Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care, home of the Pickering House, and home of the soon-to-be-opened AIM.
Yes,
right?
AIM Clinic. Good job.
AIM Clinic.
Uh-huh.
That's right. The
Fairhope's Palliative Care AIM Clinic, Advanced Illness Management.
1319 East Main Street.
Correct.
A building that you've purchased and are now in the process of getting it all ready.
Right.
And making a home base for the nurse practitioners and all the staff and a place for people to come for their symptom management.
Right. Their palliative care when it comes to a serious illness. They will come to us, to the clinic, see their specific nurse practitioner. We have a doctor available. It's going to be great.
It's going to be, it's exciting. It's growth. It's much needed.
It is.
And we're coming down to it now, right? Just a couple of weeks.
Right. We're planning for late summer for kind of an open house.
Yeah.
But we are going to do some trial run with some of our patients the first week, full week in August.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to kind of start slow and give our nurse practitioners and our patients just the feel of the clinic.
You got all that going on in and around all the other things that are going on for the summer. We just had the parade. Lancaster Festival is coming up, and I know that you're encouraging your team to be out in the community.
Right, we are. We do. Paul Jasson has me on.
Jasson
has me on. TV, one of the first starting days. That's always fun.
Yeah, he does that from downtown.
He
right?
does, mm-hmm. yep. So, and then we have on the art walk at Fairfield Federal has always been gracious and allow us to be in their building. And we have a booth there and we mm-hmm. just, we greet a lot of people and it's just a really it's a good time for us.
Art Walk Night, for anybody who's not experienced it, needs to. Yes.
When you stand on the top of the hill there at Main Street and look down that evening, it is impressive.
Well, we're usually right down on Broad Street. I haven't talked to the Destination Downtown Lancaster folks, but we normally are set up literally right at Broad Street in Main, you know. And
last year, you guys were right next to that lobster truck.
I know.
Boy, oh boy, that was nonstop. You were in a good spot
there. We were in a good spot, but the smell of the lobster kept overwhelming. Yeah. It was like, seafood, yes. Anyway, yeah, so that's coming up here. And can you believe that? We're a week. We're just a week away.
I know.
8 days from Art Walk.
I know.
This is July 11th.
The summer
already. Yeah.
Is rolling.
Perry County Fair is coming up next week as well.
Yeah.
So I know that you guys will be out there. I'm sure that.
Right. Laura Kennedy is always involved there.
Laura Kennedy. Yeah, she gets out and about,
she
too.
She is. She's one of our community education managers, person, guru. And she is always out and about, Licking County, Perry County, Hocking County.
She's one of the Lauras.
She is one of the Laura gang.
All right. So those are some of the events you'll find Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care out just in the next couple of weeks. But this is all year. You're just out doing stuff.
Nonstop.
But Art Walk Night, the Perry County Fair, the Lancaster Festival, and then, of course, trying to open the Palliative Clinic just in the middle
of
all this.
There.
Just a little side gig.
I just want to give... our listeners a reminder. You know, we've been talking an awful lot about the Palliative Clinic, and I want to make sure that our community remembers everything that Fairhope can do for them. You know, this is a busy time of year, summertime, people don't want to change in, you know, their plans, it's family time, but I just want to talk about the things that Fairhope can help them through, help them with.
Okay.
And we haven't done that for a minute.
No, so let's do that.
Let's talk. So the most important thing to know is one call does it all. If you make one phone call, which is 740-654-7077, make a call and say, I'm not sure exactly what I need, but I need to talk to somebody about some extra hospice care. We're going to take it from there. We're going to get you in the right direction. We're going to get you the right people to talk with. That's going to start with our intake department. And then we're going to move you to a nurse, a social worker. But when you choose to utilize your hospice benefit, a lot of things come with that. You know, we're going to come in and we're going to try and really help you to have a nice quality of life, provide nursing care to you each week. The biggest thing is we're available 24/7, no matter where you are in this community, 24/7. So if it's the middle of the night, you're feeling a little distressed, you're not sure what to do, you give us a call, we send a nurse. On top of that, every day we have available social workers, chaplains. Our STNAs, our aides are incredible. They can come in, help you with some light housekeeping, give you a great bath, give you a break. We've got the Pickering House. We've got our volunteers. So, you know, it's really endless. If you're facing a decision about, you know, do I do this now? Do I wait? Don't wait. Give us a call. We can give you as little or as much care as you need.
How often is it the caregiver that's making that call, the person that's kind of the support?
It is, you know, most of the time it is.
Okay.
I would say it's probably 70% of the time.
Gotcha.
The physicians make some calls. But you know what? The other day we had a patient call and he said, listen, I've got this diagnosis. I'm really in a lot of pain right now. I think it's time. We got made a call, got right out there and got him settled.
Good. So. And the earlier you do that, you know, the better the quality of life. And it's been proven that hospice care actually does improve that length, even on many cases.
It gives you better quality of life, and it can extend your life, you know, by weeks at times, because what's happening is you're keeping those symptoms at bay. You're staying comfortable. You're not running back and forth to the hospital. You're also more at peace. You know, we've got spiritual care. And a lot of times we have to make some closure and really take care of some unfinished business.
And that's probably, I think for a lot of people, they worry about the unfinished parts of their lives, you know, things that that they're worried about, that they want to make sure that the family is taken care of, that those details are solved.
That's what our social workers do every day. Our chaplains do that, you know, and a lot of times our patients need to make sure their family is going to be okay.
Right. One call gets it done, right?
That's right.
740-654-7077, 800-994-7077 if you happen to be in long distance areas, which there's a lot of still.
Absolutely.
So. All right, we're out of time.
Oh, okay.
All right, Lancaster Festival Art Walk is next week. We'll see you on the day before. We'll see you on opening day of the festival.
Yeah, sounds great. Have a good week.
Thanks, Kristen.